Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steph Curry on the break, left side to Clay, loads up a three, and the Warriors take the lead. Clay Thompson now with 20. Steph backs up the midcourt, dribbles down the lane, throws to Draymond, layup is up, and good! It's good! 12.3 to go! Warriors 114, Portland 111. Steph backs up the midcourt, dribbles down the lane, throws to Draymond, layup is up, and good! It's good! 12.3 to go! Warriors 114, Portland 111. Lillard with the dribble, comes hard left side, tries to hold off Iguodala, stripped and stolen, Andre stolen, he stole it, Steph Curry throws it up at the horn, it doesn't matter, the game's over, Andre Iguodala with the best hands in the business has given the Warriors game two. Final score 114 to 111.
Friday morning to everybody out there. And I got to tell you, if you were able to stay awake last night and you like the NBA.
First off, God bless you.
Well,
that's late.
Yeah, it is late. Even when 9 o'clock started, it gets to be late for anybody that's up and on their way in to work or work out or anything else this morning. But I will tell you that was just another great basketball game. I'll just tell you this real quickly. Steph Curry had 37. Thompson had 24. Draymond Green had by far his best game, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 blocks. It was all over everything. Golden State was down 8 with 4.5 minutes to go, 108 to 100 with 4.5 minutes left. At one point in the third, they were down 17, and they came back and won that game. And by the way, I mean, threes helped them get back in the game. But at the end, Portland overplayed the threes, and they got layups and alley-oops. And it was from Draymond Green and a guy named Looney, who Looney Tunes, who comes off at 6'9", ended up having a bunch of alley-oops under the basket. They end up, you know, throw it up for him. There's nobody under the basket, and they got the easiest shots there are in the NBA. And they get another win and get the bad news before the game. It looks like Kevin Durant could be out this whole series very easily. He's out now for the next two games in Portland. But what a game. What a comeback for Golden State at home last night, 114-111. Lead that series 2-0 right now. And, yeah, the Splash Brothers were doing a lot of splashing
night. That's it.
Steph Curry and his brother going at it was really cool, too. You don't see that. Seth got hot in the fourth quarter. So Seth and Steph going back and forth. You saw something, if you stayed up and watched, it was pretty funny. Steph is shooting. Now I'm getting them confused. Steph is shooting free throws, and Seth is talking trash to him. And he goes, oh, man, you've made 70. You know, he started talking about all these free throws. Oh, you made 70 in a row. You're due. And he turned. Was shooting three, turned to his brother, and he said, I'm about ready to make 72 in a row. And he knocks down the next two free throws to give Golden State the lead. And I just thought, how cool is that? You got your two brothers, mom and dad up there, the wives up there, the girlfriends, everybody's up there.
It's like out front, back as a kid, out front, you know,
talking trash.
Yep, that's it.
And in the middle of this sellout crowd on national TV, Steph turns to Seth, who's at jawing him nonstop within the line where you can. And he looked at him and goes, I'm about ready to make 72 in a row.
It's a cool storyline.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's actually made 70 in a row, but he was messing with them. Had something to do when they were kids. Like, hey, you made 70 in a row. Like, he must have missed one at 70 when he was a kid. And he goes, I'm about ready to make 72 in a row. And, of course, he knocks the next two down. And I just thought, man, that's pretty cool. Those guys playing against each other, and his brother played great last night, hitting some big threes to, and again, they took the lead for a second there.
What do you think mom and dad are like in the stands, by the way?
Oh, I think for the mother,
dad
especially,
was wearing the jersey with like the one kid on the front and one kid on the back. It's got to be a little tough for them, right?
Well, you got to be fair. I mean, you don't want to go all in and be a big front runner because one brother, the older
brother.
They got
to be rooting for Seth, right? Though, like, Seth's got to win.
They want them both. So Steph Curry, the story after the game is they went into the family area, and they're all sitting there, and Steph looks at his mom, dad, and his brother and goes, hey, this worked out perfectly. We won the game, and my brother had a great game. And they all laughed, but they said Seth was like, you know, a little bummed out.
Of course
out.
He's
like,
bummed out.
Hey, man, I'm
his
glad.
Team's down 0-2.
Got to play a lot of minutes coming off the bench because he did play well and shoot the ball well, hit a lot of three-point shots. But, you know, big brother's going, but we won the game. But, hey, you ought to be real excited. You played great. And you got to play a lot. Yeah.
That's a little shot, right?
F you, bro.
Yeah, it's a little shot.
F you, man.
I'm not happy.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning, as we always say, and it's a Friday, and please don't let anybody mess up your Friday. It's very important, no matter what idiot boss might say or what, for a boss out there, what employee might get on your nerves or not show up. Don't let anybody, no matter what the situation is. I'm in a little fight with my wife right now, too. She's a little salty about something last night. Don't let it mess up your Friday, man. I'm being honest. But don't let it mess up the Friday, no
that,
matter
that
what's going on.
That can mess up your Friday, though, right?
No, that would be the one thing and make it a little harder.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting anything mess
it
up.
No. But
I'll stay away most of the day.
The boss thing, your buddy thing, big deal. Something happens, obviously, that you have no control over. Okay, that stinks. But the wife thing, that's the one thing that
you
can really.
You need to talk it out?
Yeah.
No,
you tell us what's going on?
No, it's not talk it out. No, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Probably not safe.
Yeah, it might be great for radio, but would not be good for me.
Yeah.
So my wife is very private. So anyway, but I know there's a certain amount of time and she can't. I just gotta wait this one out. We'll be.
Okay.
That's a
smart move.
That'll be the game plan.
Well, you don't want to poke the bear. At this point,
no.
If there's something going
right.
on, you don't want to poke
By the way,
back.
You're exactly right.
Now, listen,
that
I've
one.
Learned over the years. You just, at this point, if that's what's come up, because every Friday it's the same shtick where we say nothing can mess up your Friday.
No, it's not
this
shtick,
can't.
Man. No. It's the way it is. Don't say shtick. It's like
no,
real
it's our
stuff.
Thing. It's on Fridays. It's not.
Just don't want
to
anybody have a bad Friday.
No,
you can
no.
have bad Mondays.
We don't want your boss to mess up your Friday. We don't want anything to mess up your Friday. But there's always that one thing that can get in the way. And has to do with the fact of your partner at home.
What's the time frame, though? Like, will she wake up angry? Or is the night enough? Like, will she sleep it off?
Oh, no, we're still within the hours of her.
Oh,
of
yeah.
her. You know, you get...
Pissed off-tivity?
No, you know pretty much when there's a disagreement, and the disagreement might go away, so you know pretty much. I think you learn in relationships. This is a sports show, but... You learn pretty much how long it lasts.
Okay. What are you thinking on this one?
I'm not
it's a 72-hour
bug. Usually the wives can sleep it off, right?
Just
they wake
in case,
up in the morning, it's okay.
Can I just say this? Just in case the alarm's going off at 6:11 and that thing's on AM this morning, I'm going to pass on that question. And I'm going to move on because we had the PGA Championship.
96 hours, not 72?
I don't shift to golf now. Come on.
No, it wouldn't be that long.
All right. Talking like a 48-hour like flu bug.
No, you know what? She can't go that long either.
Okay, so then you're all right.
No,
so you lose
I'm
a Friday.
Still within the.
You'll lose a Friday. Just pretend like Friday. You just got to get through Friday.
You ever wake up like real angry in the morning? It's because she dreamed about you doing something bad.
No,
you guys ever have
my
that?
My God, no.
Like,
what the hell's wrong with
no?
No, like
what's
she like dreamed
there?
About you. You know, you did something bad, and it's just like in her subconscious. And she wakes up, she's like really angry. You never
have
that.
What did you do to have her think
no.
that?
No, a lot of guys. That happens to a lot of guys. I know.
I
that.
Don't know about that.
I
think you're.
I've never
for
heard that.
There.
So that's new. My stuff's real. I don't have to go through a dream. My stuff is stuff that actually happens.
My wife doesn't need a dream to get pissed off at me. She could just wake up and be pissed off.
I don't have to worry about. I had a bad dream. Did you really? Do this or like I don't know what was your dream. I'll let you know if I came close to it or not.
But she wakes up, she's in a bad mood, and it's like, what the hell did I do? She's like, no, you didn't do anything, but I'm mad at you because something, you know.
I gotta tell
something.
You this.
No,
this,
that's never happened.
This woman,
no, that's never
this
happened
woman is she's pretty pretty positive, pretty happy. She's.
So what'd you do?
I mean,
you're throwing everything out there.
No, I just did Joe Rose.
You pulled the Joe Rose, okay. That's normal.
It didn't
We're used to that.
It didn't go over real big.
Right.
Just one of my typical, what I do with women that just really backfires.
You need to put yourself on ice for 24 hours.
It was just really, really bad. Hey,
thank you to the texter, by the way, who's agreeing with me. That's happened to him. I know that's happened to a lot of guys.
Well, I thought you were going to say it happened to everybody in Dave Broward and Palm Beach County.
He just said before. He goes, it happens to everybody.
Dreams about you cheating or something crazy, and she wakes up.
Oh, that's nice, Wood.
You guys both wake up, and she's like really angry at you, and you're like, what's going on? And she's like, it's nothing you did. I dreamed about you doing something bad.
Wow.
I've never heard of that.
Me
either. So I'm just saying.
You and this dude are on a boat by yourself.
My stuff actually happens, and mine's not from a dream. I've screwed up enough stuff through the years.
No, it's actual stuff you've done. Yeah.
Like, I don't need that.
No fake stuff to get you in trouble.
I even know this one was, you know.
Your fault.
I thought was funny. And
oh, yeah.
It ended up being the exact opposite of funny.
Well, you know, if Joe's telling the story or bringing it up and smirking at the same time, he knows he messed up.
Yeah. No,
it's okay. I like that.
I figure if we pry enough, we'll get the story out.
No. This is it. If we have not gotten it by 6:14,
I want to tell you guys about the PGA.
Come on, bring up golf. That's it. What happened on the tennis
Tiger
channel?
Tiger didn't do so well.
Tiger
was 3 out after friggin' one hole. It was bad. Everybody, that was the joke yesterday. Tiger double bogeys the first hole. Koepka makes a birdie and goes on, by the way, and plays like it was just a normal golf course, not a PGA championship. He's 7 under, and Tiger's 2 over, so like they're 9 strokes.
Yeah, it's not a good
away
start
from
for
each
Tiger.
Other. Not what you want.
No.
And by the way, everybody said the same thing. This is what happens when you haven't played competitive golf since the Masters. You haven't played competitive golf in a month, and then others are going, yeah, but this is what he has to do with the bad back, and he can't play as much as he'd like, and so you get that. He had a couple of double bogeys. He actually had an ego. He had some birdies. He had some really good holes, but boy, had a lot of bad numbers too yesterday. So that was for the first round. For anybody that stayed around and jumped onto TNT and watched some of it. And we've got some other stuff, including from the Miami Dolphins, that we're going to get into. Isaac Asiata joins the guard club of, oh no, we missed on another one.
It's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
It really is unbelievable.
We now
wasted draft picks.
We got Jonathan Martin was guard tackle. Dallas Thomas was a guard. Billy Turner was a guard tackle. Weren't sure when we got him what it was going to be. And Jamil Douglas.
God. How many guys we got to draft and pick up?
Third and fourth
one?
Round guys. Asiata came in as a fifth round pick, and by the way, it was this is always a weird one for me. He was actually Pac-12 offensive lineman of the year.
Says a lot for the Pac-12.
But what happened? But another guy that got drafted and behind him that played at Utah and got drafted like a couple rounds later, like late in the sixth, he's starting and has been starting for a couple years. So. You just
is that on the player or on the coaching, or a little bit of both?
Well,
because at this point, if a guy's drafted a couple rounds before you, I think it has to do with coaching.
I think it has to do. We'll see how it plays out for him, but he just
doesn't have.
Think
it
about all the injuries we had, and he
couldn't, he had every opportunity in the world to play.
They didn't trust him to put him in a game. When we went through all the injuries, remember, we were literally we were looking for centers
guys
and guards, and we were looking there. There were so many guys banged up. We were looking everywhere. We were like Omar said, we were looking down in Dade County at the parks.
Except there was a dude sitting in the facility waiting for a chance, and we didn't even trust him to do it.
No, and they didn't trust him to get that done. We'll have more on that story, which is not a good one. No, not a good one. We got a lot of other stuff to get to. Including a Ted Ginn story that we want to tell you about because pretty interesting. He said something and is willing to put $10,000 behind it. We're going to have that story for you when we come back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Pour something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel.
All right, listen to hole-by-hole coverage of the PGA Championship here this weekend. The broadcast on WQAM is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968, and by Golf Miami-Dade. Save $5 on your next round using promo code MAJOR. Visit GolfMiamiDade.com for tee times. Don't forget to use the promo code MAJOR to save $5 on your next round. GolfMiamiDade.com will also have a little bit of a card, a nice little giveaway to give away this show.
Oh, good.
We have a couple giveaways today.
Go Tiger.
That's right. So just keep listening for your chance to win. But if you want to listen to the golf coverage, I'll be here on WQAM this weekend.
I am such a Tiger junkie. Tiger, actually, you know, we talked and we were on the air yesterday and he double bogeys the first hole. And you're like, God, he's already three back at Koepka, you know, and Koepka's a
great player.
People
couldn't wait to text that in. Remember when that happened yesterday?
So anyway, Tiger gets it all the way back to one under. He played well there for a while and then, you know, just had some uglies and ends up plus two, but you know,
also has an ugly playing with that guy who's having an unbelievable round.
Oh my god,
ridiculous round.
No. He went out and Koepka's at 7 under, a 63 on a par 70 golf course. Just very impressive what he did, and he was locked in with the putter and everything else. And Tiger once again. This is what happens when you don't play competitive golf. I said it yesterday. That sport, you can't just go out and hit golf balls. And I mean, you can if you're playing with your buddies on a weekend.
But not competitive like this.
But yeah. Koepka plays a week before when a lot of guys rested to get sharp. And a lot of guys. Now, I understand why. Tiger's got back problems. He's older. The weather was really cool and he didn't want to get in the situation. So he had his moments where he looked like Tiger and he had his moments where there was some serious rust yesterday. Playing in the first round of PGA Championship. They'll do it again, and hopefully he can jump right back in this sucker, and please make the cut, or you'll really ruin it for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I won't watch some of it, but...
No, but the weekend will be different. Golf watching this weekend will be different if we go into Saturday and Tiger's not even playing anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Hey, by the way, I got to switch this over to Ted Ginn Jr., speaking of Miami Dolphin players, that first-round pick here. I have this debate all the time. I don't think Ted Ginn's a bust. Didn't work out as well as you wanted here, but he's still in the league at 34, still making big plays. He's actually had some great years with Carolina, and he's played really well with New Orleans. He's had some other stops that haven't been as good, San Francisco. So he's been on some teams. But bottom line is, because he's so damn fast, he's still playing in this league, and he's been a good return guy. So listen to this one. So he's doing an interview, and they're talking about his speed, and he is one of the fastest guys I've ever seen in Dolphins uniform, if not the fastest. He's right up there. And I know I talk about Mark Duper, who almost qualified for the Olympics.
Be, upset that you said that.
But listen, Ted Ginn was super fast, no question about it. So he came out yesterday or the day before and says he's the fastest receiver in the NFL. You know, which a lot of guys can say, I think I'm the fastest this. And we've had guys through the years say things like this. But he goes, I'm going to do more than just tell you I'm the fastest receiver in the NFL. I'll put up $10,000 against any active NFL wide receiver right now. I'll race him for $10,000. And so I started thinking, now Ted's 34 now. He's not 24.
No.
I don't know anybody that's peaking at 34.
Not Barry Bonds.
No. Peaking for running.
Oh, and, peaking for running. I thought you just meant as an athlete.
No. So I just don't know anybody that's, you know, going to be at their best this many years and playing this long in the NFL and everything else. I started trying to come up with some people that that could beat him. So I thought right here, Jakeem Grant.
Yeah, what about him or Albert Wilson? No.
Who can run? I don't know about Albert, who also has got a ridiculous gear. But the guy to me that's the fastest of all of them is Tyreek Hill. Like, if I'm Tyreek Hill, although he's got other issues to take care
this
of
is probably
right,
not
now,
on his docket
and,
right now,
and Jakeem's still not healthy. But I would love for somebody to call. Is there anybody out there that's an active wide receiver? I'm sure there's some really fast guys. There's been some guys that are in the league maybe that haven't had great careers but are on active rosters. Now, you got to go. I was trying to go back to some track guys that ran track like Jakeem Grant and Tyreek Hill that it'd be interesting to see if one of those guys called Ted Ginn to say, hey, I can beat you. I'm guessing it was a 40. You know, we have the indoor 60 and we have the 100. I don't think those guys want to run 100. I wouldn't bet against Ted Ginn in 100, those long strides. But I will tell you, man, that game he had against the Jets,
ugh,
where he just ran away not once but twice on returns on one of the greatest special teams games we've ever seen from a Dolphin player.
One of the best Dolphin games you've seen if you're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That's funny you brought it up. The text just popped in. The two returns against the Jets to crush them made it worth the pick. F the Jets. There you go.
Yeah, because a couple guys had an angle on him, and he just outran everybody. And that's when he turned into a track guy. And listen, he had his moments where he ran out of bounds, and I don't think we used him the best. Always goes back to the coaching a little bit around here. It seems like we talk about that. But
who are we forgetting? There's got to be some guys in the league.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch. Right? I just don't know how many guys at this point could run with Ted. Now, Ted's big time, man. Now, Ted Ginn's still running by dudes. I don't know. Has anybody ever watched a game and you see, oh, Ted Ginn gets caught from behind?
No.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, he might run out of bounds, but he's not.
Yeah, he'll run out of bounds a yard short of a first down. But
third
he'll
and
never...
seven, he's going to get you six.
Yeah, that one got old up in the booth right there.
He can't be the fastest guy in the NFL right now, right?
No, there's got to be. Somebody's got to take
him. We're not thinking of somebody.
Somebody's got to take him up. Well, I think Tyreek Hill's a fast receiver.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think so, too.
I think Tyreek Hill, who's still, I have a vision of Tyreek Hill for life now, catching a curl in front of a New England Patriot defensive back, and then turns it up, and the guy never touched him. And I was like, holy smokes, man. That was crazy. And I think a healthy Jakeem Grant.
Yeah, he's fast.
He's got another 40 yards. Too. You know, because you got most teams, you don't have a clear cut. They all talk, and you'll have a bunch of guys going, oh, I think I could beat them, and, you know. But when it comes to Dolphins, all those guys go, no, Jakeem's, he's got a little different gear than the rest of us. So, yeah, I don't know if you have somebody on your favorite team that plays wide receiver that's in there that you can think of that might want to put up 10 grand and go, hey, Ted, let's do it. Let's get it on, man.
Ted said the fastest he ever ran a 40 was a 4.22. He ran a 4.37 at the combine in 2007, and he was recovering from a strained sprained foot when he ran the 4.37. But he said as fast as he could run.
No,
was a 4.22.
Remember he came in. He had hurt his foot, and you remember how he hurt it. He hurt it on that return.
That's right.
Ohio State against Florida.
The Gators.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
he ran a kickback for a touchdown in that game.
We took him, but I think after that he hurt his foot. Actually. Run them by everybody, if that's possible. And, of course, Ted Ginn, of course, everybody will remember the comments made by, at the time, the new head coach that was a deer in headlights, was way out of his league.
That's right. Ted Ginn is a Miami Dolphin.
Cam Cameron must have, like, he must have had the greatest interview of
had
all
to
time.
Have, right?
Right. Whatever. Somebody must have coached him up on his interview. Because since he left here, his career has gone now to, I think he's a JV coach.
Oof.
I think it literally has gone right back down to, can I teach and coach a little bit?
I mean, would you hire the guy right now? No. Offensive coordinator? Quarterback?
No,
coach? You know?
LSU didn't. LSU yeah. let him go as a coordinator. The Ravens let him go. I mean, literally, it's like you start running out of jobs.
Somebody texted in John Ross, the Bengals wide receiver. Remember, he ran like a 4.2 something.
He's one of the all-time fast. That's a good one. Thank you.
And Travis Benjamin, somebody texted him.
Travis, another one's got to be in there, too. That's a good one.
So a season ago, Leonard Fournette clocked the highest speed in the NFL, 22 miles per hour.
Okay, but you weren't listening to what we were talking about. We were talking about active wide receivers.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. I mean,
it can't be another position?
No, active wide receivers. We weren't
that,
doing
he
fastest
challenged
man.
Wide receivers,
yeah.
right?
Just
yeah,
said,
yeah.
I think I'm the fastest
Philip
wide
Dorsett,
receiver.
Philip Dorsett, somebody sent in? No. I mean, I think.
You know, I Phillip's thought of
fast,
that one.
But
no, Philip, listen, Philip could.
He could gun it, yeah.
He could get up and go 100, 200, and a long jumper at St. Thomas.
I think Travis Benjamin wrote back on Twitter to that whole thing. to like to that, I guess, the Pro Football Talk tweet that Ted Ginn, and basically with a money bag next to it.
So let's do it.
I think Travis Benjamin do it for 10
grand. From the muck country. Yeah. He's from over there in that Glade
He's
Central.
He's not going to sit down from a challenge.
Hell no. Yeah. You talking about growing up running from pole to pole and running for $200, $300.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've run against rabbits.
Chase the rabbits. That's what I was about to say. Wow. I think Ted Ginn now is a little bit vulnerable, but 7 or 8 years ago, I think Ted Ginn would have smoked just about everybody.
Yeah, he should have said this.
Yeah, he's 34, right? Is that what you said, 34? Listen, speed is always kind of with you, but it does drop a little.
Those are two really good ones.
John Ross is a good one.
But Ross is a really good one, because it's not whether the guy's worked out or not. It's a guy that's on somebody's wide roster right now. But it's hard for me, just maybe we've seen him so much. I would ask Eric, can anybody beat Tyreek Hill? Have you really seen anybody run on special teams or a wide receiver that can outrun Tyreek Hill? Forget the stuff going on right now off the field. I'm asking the guy that runs. Have we seen anybody faster than him?
I don't know. I think you're right. I think the example you gave of him just catching like a little 3-yard bubble or whatever it was and just blowing past everyone on the field. John Ross ran a 4.22 at the combine.
No, he's one of the fastest. Right.
Chris Johnson's record.
Of all time.
He's got to be the guy right now, if healthy, that I would probably, him or Tyreek Hill. One of those two. Because Ginn's 34. Ginn at 27, though, I'd have a hard time betting against him. Just watching what he's done on the field, when he's got, you're right, it's the strides with him. A 40-yard debt, like once he gets.
But these guys get off to a good start out of the blocks or off their start.
Devin Hester, but he's not active. Someone just texted.
Yeah, Devin Hester's. I don't know if anybody knows. He's back here in Palm Beach.
He's getting ready for a Hall of Fame. Yeah.
He's waiting to see.
You got
to
be out of the league 5 years.
On that final list. Yeah. So that's why I said active wide receiver to Hollywood and everybody else out there. So
this would be better than the Pro Bowl, by the way, if we could find a way to get this done, like do like an All-Star Saturday.
Yes, I
know
agree.
They do like a little skills competition, don't they?
Oh, no, we got to have that done down here.
But this would be more enjoyable.
Here.
We got to get that done. I would like to see. I love when those guys run against each other. By the way, the coaches hate it because they're always thinking somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, hurt your, you know, blow a hammy. Yeah, that's it.
Blow a hammy out with two guys, get the ego involved.
And they
put up 10 grand right there and you put out the money.
All right, so John Ross, Jakeem Grant, Ted Ginn.
I tell you what, I don't.
All lined up.
Benjamin.
And Travis Benjamin.
You didn't catch him a lot.
Those guys lined up.
I will tell you, when we picked up Kansas City's receiver, we asked him the fastest guy when he got here.
He said Hill.
Said Tyreek Hill. He goes, listen, man, it's nothing against any of my teammates here. He says Tyreek Hill's running at a different, and people think I'm fast. When you hear fast guys go, look, I know I'm fast, and most of those guys have egos that tell you I can outrun anybody. But when he goes, I play with Tyreek Hill, that dude runs at a different speed.
You asked Drake that. I think last year when he was on the show here, you asked Kenyon Drake, and Kenyon Drake said, it's not even a question, it's Jakeem Grant.
Like, yeah, on our team.
And he's that's what I'm saying. Like, just the guys that he's ran against here. And when a fast guy takes about 1 second to say, oh, no.
Yeah.
That guy is really fast.
Yeah.
So. Josh Gordon, by the way, I don't know where he fits in. I know he can't play, but he's ridiculously fast.
He gets in the open field. You know what? He hasn't.
Is he a guy that's better 20 yards downfield once he starts running? There's a couple of guys that are like that, right?
I saw him run, and he doesn't run like he used to. I know he's still – it's amazing what he's doing, but not the same guy in person that you used to see. Now he's become a bigger guy. He's a huge guy, by the way. But anyway, we got to go to break, man. You guys got me going on this thing.
It's a cool topic.
Put up the race here, man. DeSean Jackson. 10 grand. I don't think he can run like he used to.
No, I know. Someone
just
texted that
in. The problem is some of these guys now in their 30s, they've been
banged up. That's the Ginn situation, right? Someone said draw a line from Palm Beach County and South versus the country in a race. I don't know. We have a pretty good shot to beat the rest of the country.
Hey, listen, man.
From Palm Beach all the way down?
I'm with you because, we don't talk enough about here. Now I'm going again. Is our track. They're talking about how Texas got the fastest sprinters in the world in high school because right now they got this white kid that's outrunning everybody.
I don't know if you've seen
it. Kids running damn near 10 flat, 100 meters.
That's ridiculous.
But I'll tell you what, I don't know if you've seen, we talked about this last year, all the great sprinters for men and women in South Florida. We got some kids that could fly, right? That American Heritage Plantation
team alone. Oh, my God, was it a Schwartz kid? Yeah.
We got to go to break here. Now I swear we got to go to break because we're running so late.
Radio.com.
RadioDotCom.
By popular demand, later on the show, we have another giveaway. Two giveaways today. Two good ones, by the way.
Good ones.
Rascal Flatts later on in the show.
Oh, that's
another
a good, pair that's of a good teaser.
Yeah. But here at QAM, we want to hang out with you. We want to hang out with you guys. We want you guys to come hang out with us. It's at Margaritaville in Hollywood Beach. It's Wednesday, June 5th. But we don't have a lot of rooms. So you got to register now at WQAM.com/contest for our Sports Steaks and Spirits Bash. You'll have a chance to win a swag bag worth $150. There's lunch. There's drinks. The chance to spend time with all of us here at QAM. The big dog will be there chanting and Channing Crowder will be there. Hawk will be there. Dono and Frito, myself, all the crew will be out there. And Hawk and Crowder will be broadcasting their show live out there. Lunch starts at noon. We got room for 20 winners and their guests. So register ASAP at WQAM.com/contest right now. It's happening at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood. It's at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. That is June 5th. Go to WQAM.com/contest for your chance to come hang out with us.
That should be fun. Now, is it just going to be us, or do we have to bring all the other people that work here? Or can we just have our own group?
That is to be determined.
All right. Well, listen, we got all kinds of stuff here on a Friday. Isaac Asiata released just 2017, was a fifth-round pick. And
he was just about to break out.
I thought, man, all right, it's going to take a while. But, man, he's a big, strong guy. And he joins that club that has really been one of the problems. Where everybody else has been able to draft guards.
In the sixth round, fifth round.
Third, fourth,
whatever it is.
Fifth, and not had to go out and do it in the first round.
No. Although Indy did that, and they got a really good one.
You're right. There has been some guards that have lined up and been really good.
Quentin Nelson's already put himself in the category as one of the best in the league.
But you look at Jamil Douglas, 2015, Billy Turner, 2014, Dallas Thomas, 2013, and now Isaac Asiata, 2017, of guys that were all whiffs. We got Michael Dieter now, the next guy up. I hope nobody's telling him, like, hey, Dieter, we haven't had any luck drafting guards, man. So good luck out there.
Best of luck.
So
don't do that.
I'm hoping that he comes through, because we have just whiffed. And this is another problem that we have to go out and get veterans at the end of their career. And we've done that a bunch. And you know what's happened? They've all gotten injured. All really good players. And it was like, ooh, not a lot of tread left on the tire. So the good ones, most of them got hurt. So we haven't had a chance to see a lot of them, or the Richie Incognito situation.
He's still available.
Really good. And of course, you know what happened there down here. So that's never going to happen again. But
you bring it up all the time when you're on the wrong side of 30. All it takes is one small or big injury, and it's over. It's done, and it's unfortunately happened here with a lot of the guys.
I think we had a guy here last year that was going to be really good in the game he played in. He was really, really good. And, you know, torn tricep and bicep and all those things of just the wear and tear of this game. And next thing you know, you can't take a chance bringing him back and doing the second year of a contract. And I understand that, but we have just...
Billy Turner just signed a big deal with the Packers, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, listen, for whatever reason,
Didn't work out here, though. Some of it
could be coaching. Some of it, these guys... I thought Billy Turner was going to be really good. Big, strong guy. I thought that one would work out. Anyway, I don't know. You want to blame offensive line? I'm not saying offensive line coaches shouldn't get some of the blame, because we have had some guys through the years leave here and go other places and get their careers going a little bit. And we tried to actually go back and get them a second time around. They go, I'm not coming back there.
I'm not going back
not
there.
Not going back and go through that crap again. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, it didn't take a long time. I thought this would be right away, but it took about 3 minutes that the Patriots are going to go pick up Isaac and he's going to become a Pro Bowler. Whenever we drop a guy, the first thing that some of our fans down here think, well, the Patriots will get him, and you know they'll turn him around.
They gave him again. I'm not saying coaching couldn't come into play on this through the years, but we've given that guy a lot of chances, and we flat out needed guards, and they passed by him, which tells you they didn't trust him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they suited him up a couple of times. He did actually finally, just to get to 7 offensive linemen, we went through being really banged up. And they still didn't play him. And you're thinking, you know, is it time to let him get his feet wet and get in there? And instead, we got different guys now in there.
Get his feet wet. Joe, he had every opportunity in the world to take one of those positions, and it would be his. It fully would have been his if he was good in the last 2 years. I mean, come on. I can't believe that every single year for the last, I don't know, 10 years, we have been literally talking about trying to find a damn guard.
Yeah.
A guard. A quarterback's one thing. I understand. We've had that frustration. But a damn guard?
Yeah.
A damn sixth-round pick's not going to work out, or a third-round pick's not going to work out, or whatever it is. A damn guard. It's so frustrating. Yeah.
Guys that have come from programs all over and just hasn't worked. So, again, Michael Dieter, you're next man up.
That's right.
Third-rounder. You got that left guard position and see how it goes, because I think they're going to pretty much throw him in there and go go get him and see what happens. But yeah, that's been a rough position, and we can't draft a guy and put him in, and everybody else does. Everybody in the league, you look, and has got a guard that was drafted in the third, fourth, fifth. Bottom line is they were drafted.
That's right.
And they didn't have to just be a first-round pick, and it's worked out. So they do work out, and I'm not saying there aren't some great first-round pick guards. There are. There's a couple. There's a really good one. Matter of fact, the two best might be one in Dallas and one right now with the Colts, who are just friggin' dominant from day one.
But it's not even like that.
I just don't want to take a guard in the first round.
No, I understand that. I'm with you on that. But that's the whole point.
I'm with Jimmy Johnson. That's a Jimmy Johnson.
Find a guy,
man.
Plug him in. Like, is Jesse Davis going to be our guy? Like that, we 10 years from now go, oh, we did find one. We found one.
No, but Jesse, we didn't draft Jesse.
That's what I'm saying. Like we accidentally
Jesse Davis
found
was
one.
A defensive tackle, been knocked around a little bit.
We had to pick one.
Put
up.
Put him
that was
in
a
there,
DT.
And they go, you know, he's really strong, and he's knocking guys off the ball. We got to work on his base, and we got to get his footwork. And next thing you know, he's made himself a good football player, and now you're right guard to the point that they don't want to move him out there. If you're the Dolphins, especially, you find one of those guys like, hey. Don't mess with him, man. We have trouble with guards. Leave Jesse alone.
Finally found a right guard and going to put him at right tackle. That's what's going to end up happening?
Well, I don't think so. I think now they've got a bunch of guys out there, and one of those other guys will get it. I hope we don't go through that. You know, we did that at corner last year. It got so bad. And the three-man competition ended up not being any of the three guys. Remember, every day it was a different guy starting, and they were giving them all equal chances and looking for a guy, and you're going, ah, he didn't work. Ah, that guy didn't work. And next thing you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick, go get him, Minkah. You're now you're the next man up.
Thank goodness for Minkah last year.
So, yeah, that was a lot of crazy stuff. By the way, also, we got some other stuff going on here that we talked about. Ted Ginn Jr., do we have we don't have anybody back there. Well, anyway, we'll get in that. You got Ted Ginn Jr.? Here's what Ted Ginn Jr. had to say about being the fastest man. Here we go.
People would come up to you if you were out.
For sure.
And go,
parking let's go pole line. To, yeah, pole to pole. And I'd just be like, where you check at?
So you're always down to do it?
I'm always down to do it.
So, because a lot of people refuse, they don't want to either get embarrassed or they slip or they don't want to get hurt. You're kind of like, man, this is what I was born to do.
Yeah, I've been running from light pole my whole life.
So I can say this to people. If you see Ted Ginn on the street, he will race, but you need to have money. Is there a minimum?
Ain't no minimum. It's just 1 mile. 10,000 or better.
10,000 or better.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the minimum. So no, ain't no minimum, but you got to bring 10 grand out there. So 10 grand's the minimum.
10,000 minimum. He's made a lot of money, by the way.
Yeah, he has a ton of money.
Played a long time. It's hard to... They're like Tyreek Hill. If I'm Tyreek, of course, he's got some other things he's working on.
But if not,
I'm going, hey, I'll race you. I'm wondering if Jakeem Grant's going. Now, I do agree with him. He brings up a great point. You don't want to lose. If you lose to him, you get dogged by everybody. And a lot of guys don't want to deal with that. Like, dude, you let that 34-year-old dude beat you?
Yeah. If I'm Jakeem, I want to be fully healthy.
Well, I'll tell you, Ted kind of called everybody out, said, hey, put your money where your mouth is if you want to talk about speed. 10,000 minimum right now. Let's do it. because I got money. I've been around this league for a long time. I got some money. Hey, we got to go to break. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get into a lot more stuff. Brian Billick's going to join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to former Super Bowl head coach of the Baltimore Ravens.
Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.